Hi, this is Chris Morgan, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Fellowship Church. We're a non-denominational, full gospel church located in Matthews County, Virginia. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you'll be encouraged. For more information about us, visit gocfc.com. God bless and enjoy.
Life, it's healing, it's medicine to all our flesh. And I trust you for great unction and utterance today in speaking your word. When I open my mouth, think through my thoughts, speak through my lips what you would want to say, and do what you would want to do. We welcome the mighty Holy Spirit in this place as the great revealer of all truth, the one who brings illumination and revelation into the heart of each listener, taking them higher and higher in their steps of faith. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, this is Healing School, so the first thing we want to do is begin to be doers of the word and not just mere hearers only, right? Because it's the ones that do the word that are blessed in their deeds. You'll never begin to grow until you begin to do what you know. Oh, let me say that again. You'll never grow until you begin to do what you know. That means to apply what you're hearing. Do what you're hearing. Begin to put it in action in your life. But you have to believe the word of God first, right? So since this is Healing School, we like to start out with some great confessions, which we use the ears of our heart to listen, to hear the scriptures, and then we're going to confess the word of God together this morning. And the first scripture we have is Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, and it says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Woo! Glory to God. The Leeser translation says, "But only our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried. Through his bruises was healing granted to us." Hallelujah. Basic English translation says, "But it was our pain he took, and our diseases were put on him. While to us he seemed as one diseased on whom God's punishment had come." The Rotherham translation says, "By his stripes there is healing for us." Hallelujah. Let's make this confession together. It says, "Surely Jesus hath borne my sicknesses. And my diseases. And carried my pains. He bore them and carried them away. I don't have to bear what he bore for me. I refuse to bear what he bore for me. Satan cannot put on me what Jesus bore for me. By his stripes, I am healed and made whole." Amen. Second scripture, Matthew 8, 16 and 17. "When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." The Norley translation says, "He took away our illnesses and lifted our diseases for us." The Amplified says, "He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses, infirmities, and bore away our diseases." The New English Bible says, "He took away our illnesses and carried away our diseases." Here's our confession together. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. He carried away my sicknesses and diseases. He bore them away and removed them. Disease is not mine. Healing is mine. I refuse to bear what Jesus bore for me. Satan, you cannot put disease on me. I refuse to accept disease. I will not tolerate sickness. Sickness and disease are totally unacceptable to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next scripture, 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 20th century translation says, his bruising was your healing. Woo! Here's our confession. By Jesus' stripes I was healed. Healing belongs to me. I was healed 2,000 years ago by the stripes Jesus bore. I'm not trying to get healed. I've got healing. I am healed. By his stripes, I was healed. And then our last scripture is 1 John 3, verse 8, and it says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amplified says, the reason the Son of God was made manifest, visible, was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. Yeah. Woo, glory. Basic English translation says, and the Son of God was seen on earth so that he might put an end to the works of the evil one. The one translation says, and he might neutralize what the devil has done. Glory to God. The Phillips translation says, now the Son of God came to the earth with the express purpose of liquidating the devil's activities. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's our confession together. Sickness is a work of the devil. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Sickness has been dissolved, broken up, annulled, undone, and liquidated as far as I am concerned. Jesus put sickness to an end for me. You believe that? Let's praise him and thank him for that. Thank you, Lord God, today for your word. Your word is true, and it always works for those who believe it. Hallelujah. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. All right, this morning, I want to begin here on a series called The Divine Strategy, A Divine Strategy. And, no matter what battles you may be facing in life today or right now, a divine strategy is to send praise ahead of you. I'll say that again. A divine strategy is to send praise ahead of you. In Judges chapter 1, let's go to Judges chapter 1 in the Old Testament. Judges chapter 1, right after the book of Joshua. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. And it says, Judges chapter 1, verse 1. It says, after the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites, that was their enemies, to fight against them? Verse 2. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Well, Judah, Judah means praise. Hallelujah. So So God is saying, send the praise out ahead of you. And then we see in verse 4, it says, then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites, the Perizzites, into their hand, and they smote 10,000 of them in Bezek. Woo, glory to God. All because they followed the Lord's command, the Lord's instruction. Who shall go up for us and fight against our enemy? He said, Judah shall go up. Send Judah. Praise. Hallelujah. Well, we know in Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 5, it says, Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lion of the tribe of praise. Hallelujah. You know, we need to learn to send praise out ahead of us, especially when you got battles raging against you. The Lord told King Jehoshaphat and Judah, he said, the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is yours. Why? Because God told them to go out and praise, send the praisers out first and begin to declare, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see right here in Judges, after Joshua's death, people wanted to know, Israelites wanted to know and get some instruction here, and God told them, praise, send Judah, send praise. When you praise the Lord, you win battles. Hallelujah. Yeah. When you praise, you win battles. Yeah. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of praise or of Judah. Praise and get raised. Hallelujah. So we want to learn to become more skillful in our praise and worship time before the Lord. Yeah. I'm reminded right now of something that Norval Hayes was told by the Lord in one of his visions when Jesus appeared to him. He said, tell my people they don't worship me and praise me enough. Right. He's like, Lord, I praise you and I worship you. He says, you don't praise and worship me enough. If my people would praise and worship me more, I would do great and mighty things for them. Hallelujah. For them, if we would praise and worship him more. And we think because we get alone in our closet for 5 minutes that we done done something. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Help us, Lord. Help us, help us, help us. So praise is a mighty weapon that the Lord has given to the believer. Yes. But we need to praise him more, church, and we need to become skilled at it, or let's say it like this, let's become more good at it and learning to praise. We need to be ready to praise God at any given moment and be willing to praise him at any given moment. Not waiting for you to feel like it. Come on now. No, we need to be ready to praise him at any moment and willing to praise him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And there is no God like him. Hallelujah. Who deserves all the praise and the glory and the honor. You know, I think about this because Pastor Chris, he loves sports, and when I watch sports with him sometimes, and I see, first of all, I look at the people up in the stands and how excited they get when their team is winning. Yeah. It's not just a little, oh, that's so good, that's so good. No, they are up in the stands. They're jumping up and down. They're excited. They're lifting their hands. They're saying, that's my team. Go, team. I mean, they're excited about it, and they are just shouting about it. They're not quiet about it. And they're, look now, they're getting excited, and they're celebrating things that are of the world. How much more should we as believers celebrate and praise the God that we serve? Come on now. The one who died for us, the one who gave us life and gave us life more abundantly. Hallelujah. The one who raised Christ from the dead, who lives in us, who dwells in us, who's waiting for us to lift our voice. and praise him and magnify him and glorify him. Hallelujah. Your voice brings victory to your address. Oh, let me say that again. Your voice brings victory to your address. Why do you say that, Pastor Debbie? Because your voice is unique. There's no other voice in the world like it. And your voice is your address into the realm of the Spirit and your ticket out of Satan's dominion. And boy, when you get praise in your God, the devil can't stand it. He can't stay around either, because we're going to look into some of the depths of praise and worship. And it's not just we're not praising and worshiping God to get God to do something. God has already done what he's ever going to do to provide for our success right here, right now, in this life. Your healing, your wholeness has already been provided for you right here and right now. But when we express our faith, because when we praise God and thank God, it is an expression of our faith. Your faith needs to be released through your words and your actions. So praise is an expression of your heart back to God with thanksgiving, that you are thanking him and praising him, not only for who he is. You praise him for what he's done. You worship him for who he is, but what he's done for you through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're praising him and thanking him that he's healed you and already delivered you and set you free, and freedom is yours and victory is yours and liberty is yours right here and right now. And you're praising him and thanking him for it. Hallelujah. Because of his goodness, because of his mercy, because of who he is a God of love, and that he wants his best for you. He wants you living in his highest and his best. That's on every level. Spiritually, financially, mentally, emotionally, maturely. He wants you living at his best. Because he came to provide that for you. To be an example to this world that we live in that needs. They need an example before them. There's a lost and dying world out there. People that are suffering, hurting, they're broke, poor. Some of them don't have a home to go to, living out of their cars, out of their vehicles. Just the other day, and when I was riding down the road, and this car went by me, and I could tell they were living out of their car. Everything was in their car. It's horrible. They need the hope of Jesus Christ. And guess what? You're that hope to take it and cross their paths. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to begin to look at some scriptures here this morning. Let's turn together to the book of Psalms, chapter 8. We're talking about a divine strategy. No matter if the battle is raging, it is a divine strategy to send praise out ahead of you. We're praising God before we ever see anything, feel anything. We've already prayed. We've asked God. We're believing God. And by the way, we welcome all those online this morning. Hallelujah. Just partake with us. Do what we do. Do what the Word says as we're following him together this morning. Amen. In Psalms chapter 8, here we go. Psalms chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 2. I'm going to read it first from the Amplified Bible. It says, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Woo, glory to God. Now I'm going to read the King James Version of Psalms 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Hallelujah. So first, that word strength there is talking about God's strength, His strength. When we praise and worship God, it brings God's strength into our situation, into our circumstance. When we praise and worship God, it's His strength. And what does Job chapter 9, verse 4 say? Oh, my goodness. That mighty in strength is our God. Mighty in strength. Nothing can stand against the strength of the God that we serve, the strength of the God that we belong to, the one that He created us in His likeness and His image. Mighty in strength is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Job 9:4. So God's strength, when we begin to praise and worship God, then that other word I want us to look at right here is the word still. That thou mightest still the enemy. That word still means silences, shuts the mouth of. So let's say it like this. Excuse me. His strength, when we praise and worship God, when we magnify God, it brings His strength into our situation. Then it shuts the mouth of the enemy, the devil, and all the voices of doubt, fear, and unbelief that come from him, that try to bring torment into our lives. When we praise and worship God, hallelujah. Let me say that again. So we're talking about Psalms 8, verse 2, talking about God's strength that comes into our circumstance, comes into our situation when we praise and worship God. You know, sometimes we just don't stay there long enough for the anointing to fall. Because if we stay in praise and worship long enough, it creates a move of God in our life. And that's what we want, a move of God. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 10:27 that it's the anointing that destroys every yoke of the bondage of the enemy. It's the anointing of God. What's that, Pastor Deb? It's the power of God. It destroys those yokes that the devil is trying to put on you. And it removes those burdens off of you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. So if we praise and worship God and we begin to feel the presence, you begin to sense Him with your five senses. He begins to reveal Himself to your five senses and you can feel His presence in the atmosphere. And it becomes charged and electrified with the power of God. That's the anointing of God that's there to destroy yokes and remove burdens out of your situations. But we got to stay there long enough. We got to be willing to praise and worship God and worship God and praise God and never get tired of praising and worshiping, especially when you know and understand what He's done for you and how much He's done for you. Hallelujah. So this brings God's strength when we begin to magnify and praise Him into our situation. We want God's strength. There's no strength mightier than the strength of our God. Come on now. Yes. Nothing can stand up to the strength of our God. Hallelujah. Nothing can oppose Him. No foe can withstand Him because He overcame every foe of the cross, conquered it. Remember what we said earlier? 1 John 3:8, He liquidated, loosened, undone, destroyed the works of the devil. He's already done it. He's waiting for you to take a hold of that truth. Make it your own, personalize it, believe it, and then act on it. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we praise Him, it brings the strength of God into our situation. It shuts the mouth of the devil. It silences. I'm telling you, when you're being tormented with doubt and unbelief and fears trying to come against you, if you begin to get up and praise your God, lift your hands, lift your voice before Him and begin to magnify Him. I'm telling you, those voices of doubt and unbelief and fear that are trying to come against you will leave and stop in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, the devil cannot stand praise and worship, because in praise and worship, you're creating the right atmosphere for a move of God in your situation. Don't ever forget that. So vitally important. So important. We want that. We want that. But most of all, we want to worship Him and praise Him because we love Him. And we're so grateful and thankful for what He's done for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Psalms 22. Psalms 22. Psalms 22 and in verse 3. I'm going to read it from the King James Version. Psalms 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises of His people. Hallelujah. The Amplified says, but you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. Hallelujah. So God is enthroned among the praises of His people. God is enthroned upon the praises of His people. As He is enthroned upon the praises and amid the praises as the Holy One. As the Holy One. He inhabits, He lives in, He takes up residence in the praises of His people. When we lift our voices and begin to praise Him out loud, hallelujah, and magnify Him and glorify Him, giving Him praise and admiration. Oh, God sits enthroned as the Holy One among the praises of His people. God sits enthroned as the Holy One among the praises of His people. So not only amid the praises, upon the praises. One translation says He sits down as a judge in ambush. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. He sits down as a judge in ambush to bring surprise attacks. Woo! So when you're praising and you're worshiping God and all these things, it seems like it appears like it's coming against you. At the worst hour, at the midnight hour, don't sit there and be quiet and still. No, get up and begin to praise and worship your God. Woo, hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, when you praise and worship Him long enough, that anointing falls, the atmosphere changes, the power of God comes, and it's being what? It's being released into your situation, into your circumstance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God sits as a judge in ambush. Glory to God. Ready for surprise attacks against the enemy. The battle is the Lord's, but the victory is yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Like I said before, we need to get more skillful at this. We need to get really good at this as the people of God. Not just brush it off as, okay, this is another thing I need to do as a believer. No, it's not another thing you need to do. This is your lifestyle. This is your life as a believer to praise and worship your God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you how to what? A divine strategy. A divine strategy, how to send praise out ahead of you. All of us, hallelujah, had to send praise out ahead of you. So God inhabits. He takes up residence in. He lives in the praises of His people. Think about that. Think about this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have already overcome them. For greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. So God not only inhabits and takes up residence in our praises. As our praises go up, heaven comes down. Praise and get raised. As we praise God, hallelujah. He inhabits those praises, but he also inhabits us. So that's two against one, and that means that one is just totally annihilated. Hallelujah. You have God living in you. Come on now. He's taken up a permanent residence in you. You got to see this. You got to know this by the Holy Ghost, that great revealer of truth, that he, God of the that created the universe, lives in you. The God who knows no defeat. Hallelujah. The God who defeated already all of our enemies. He lives in you permanently. Why, Pastor Debbie? He's empowered you to enforce Satan's defeat on the earth, not to be defeated by Satan, but to go out and enforce Satan's defeat, knowing who you are as a believer in Christ, knowing what you have as a believer in Christ and what you can do as a believer in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is so he's living in you. He's taken up residence in you. The all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, he lives in you. And what does it say when we praise and worship him? He lives in our praises and worship. God inhabits. Oh my gosh. Double for the devil's trouble. Double for the devil's trouble. Double. God in you, and when you praise and worship him, God inhabiting those praises. Woo, I'm telling you, we're talking about when you want that anointing begins to stir up and manifest, and things are if you knew what was happening in the spirit, oh boy. If you knew what was happening in the spirit realm every time when you praise and worship God, you'd be praising and worshiping a whole lot more if you knew what was taking place. He's sitting as a judge in ambush. Oh, my gosh. Enemies are being annihilated, dissolved. Can't stick around. Hallelujah. When our praises go up, heaven comes down. He inhabits those praises. He sits enthroned among the praises of his people. God in us, but also God among our praises, inhabiting those praises. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms chapter 5. Psalms chapter 5. Psalms chapter 5, we want to look at verses 11 and 12. And I'm going to read from the Amplified. I'm going to read from the King James first. Sorry about that. King James first. Psalms chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. It says, but let all those that put their trust in him, put their trust in Jesus. Let all those who put their trust in God rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let's listen to the Amplified, Psalms chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. It says, but let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing and shout for joy because you make a covering over them. Uh-oh. What happens? when you're praising and shouting and glorifying God, what? Let them ever sing, shout for joy. You make, God makes a covering over you and defends you. Woo! Glory to God. Let those also who love your name, how many love his name? Glory to God. Be joyful in him and be in high spirits. Oh, we're talking about a ball game. Look, if those football players, that they can get penalized for going on the sidelines and doing a, what do they call, excessive celebration. An excessive celebration. They could get penalized and pulled out of the game because of an excessive celebration. I'm thinking to myself, we got a whole lot more that we can celebrate. I don't mind getting penalized for a big, excessive, great celebration here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God. I got something to celebrate and to dance and shout. And come on now. And that... Oh, my. We're talking about becoming more skillful at this. We're talking about a divine strategy of praise, sending it out ahead of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Amplified says right here, it says what? Verse 12, for you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright and right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Hallelujah. Wow. The bulk of your victory is going to be wrapped up in your praise and worship to God. Oh, let me say that again. Your faith needs your praise. Your faith, when you express your praise and thanksgiving to God, it is an expression of releasing your faith to God. When you lift your voice and begin to praise him and thank him, even before you see the answer, feel the answer, before the doctor tells you the answer, no, you're praising him and you're thanking God way ahead before you ever feel something, see something, get something. Come on now. The bulk of your victories can be wrapped up in your praise and worship to God. Hallelujah. Because it says right here, when you rejoice and you praise God, I love the Amplified, it says, when you shout, you're singing, you're praising him, he makes a covering over you. Here we go. Oh, I'm telling you, when we praise and worship our God, it builds a barricade and keeps the devil out. It built, here's the proof right here, that shield around about us. That shield that surrounds us, oh my, the covering over you, builds that barricade, come on now, that keeps the devil out, hallelujah. I'm telling you, bless God, hallelujah, we need to praise and worship God, build that barricade, keep the devil out, hallelujah. When you praise and worship God, he cannot stick around, he will not stick around because he don't like the presence of God, the anointing of God. I'm telling you, God is inhabiting you, he's inhabiting your praises. That's a double for the devil's trouble. He can't take it. He can't stand it. Woo! Hallelujah. But if the people of God, if the people of God would rise up and become more and more given to these things, become, it is our lifestyle that we learn to praise and worship him for who he is and what he has already done for us. What I said? What did I say? We need to be ready and willing to praise and worship God anytime. Well, I just do it in the morning, Pastor Debbie, then I go about my day. Well, that's good to start your day with praise and worship. But it's also good to be mindful of him on the inside all day long. You could be praising him and thanking him on the inside all day long. I know when I worked in the shipyard, hallelujah, and I was right there at my computer. Yes, I had my cards of scriptures taped onto my computer, and when I started my day, hallelujah, got on the shipyard bus, rode for an hour, got there, then it takes you 20 minutes to walk down into the shipyard to get to your office, hallelujah, praise God. I was praising God and thanking him on the inside. Yeah. Yes, when you have times that you can praise Him outwardly, do so, praise Him outwardly. But when you can't and you're on your job and things, you can praise Him all day long on the inside. So we need to be ready. We need to be ready and willing to praise Him at any moment, at any given time. The Bible says, let's go to Psalms chapter 34. Let's first, before we go there, hold on. Let's go to Psalms 9. Because we've been looking at what takes place here as we praise and worship God. The shield that comes around us. He builds a defense, a wall around us. He defends us, a covering over us, a barricade that keeps the devil out. In Psalms chapter 9, and I'm going to read 1 through 4. First, I'm going to read it in the King James Version. It says, I will pray, verse 1, Psalms 9, verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou settest in the throne judging right. Oh my gosh. Here we go right here. Do y'all see this right here? He sits as a judge, what? In ambush. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And what happens? Oh my gosh. As his presence begins to manifest, the enemies are turned back. They fall. They perish at his, what? His presence. Yeah. Woo! We're talking about praising and worshiping him and with that anointing. Yeah. Begins to fall, and that room is that place. The atmosphere is charged with His power, and His strength comes into your situation. He silences the enemy. Come on now, you got to see this. You got to begin to picture. This is what's happening every time you choose to praise and worship God. So now I'm going to read it right out of the Amplified. Beginning in verse 1, Psalms 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth, recount, tell aloud. What? Show forth, recount, tell aloud of all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. I will rejoice in you and be in high spirits. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Verse 3, when my enemies turned back, they stumbled and perished before you. Why? Because it was at his presence. They could not stand in his presence. When the presence came in, the enemies, what? They turned back. They stumbled. They perished. Woo! Glory to God. I have heard testimony after testimony of people just taking their stance in praise and worship. They've been diagnosed with cancer. They've been diagnosed with different sicknesses and diseases, and they chose to praise and worship their God, praise and worship their God. A week went by, they go back to the doctors, there's no signs of cancer in their bodies. Tumors disappear and dissolve in their bodies because they're praising their God, worshiping their God. What's happening? He's silencing the mouth of the enemy. God's strength is coming into your situation. That anointing is destroying yokes, removing burdens for you. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. And we talk about, I can't praise Him, Pastor Deb. Yes, you can. You were created to praise Him. Hallelujah. So it says, for you have maintained. Ooh, glory, you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging righteously. Oh, yes, he did. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your enemies stumbled and perished, became as nothing, became as nothing, became as nothing. Vanished, disappeared, gone. Where'd they go, Pastor Debbie? It doesn't matter. He took them away, away, gone forever, forever, forever. Don't ever see them coming back. Don't ever claim them coming back. Speak your, use your mouth and declare, hallelujah. Praise and worship God, hallelujah. The bulk of your victory is wrapped up in your praise and your worship to God. If we only knew what was happening. I'm trying to give you a new, some reminders, some pictures that you can let that word paint on the canvas of your heart and seeing yourself when you're praising and worshiping God, that God is setting up ambushments against your enemy. He's sitting as that judge in ambush with surprise attacks. His strength is coming into your situation. He's silencing the enemy, shutting the mouths of the doubt, the unbelief, the fear that's trying to antagonize you, intimidate you. Come on now. We cannot allow the enemy to intimidate us. What does it tell us in Philippians chapter 1, verse 28? In fact, I'm going to turn there. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, I'll not be frightened at one moment or intimidated in anything by our opponents and adversaries. For such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign and proof and seal to the enemy of his impending destruction. But a sure token and evidence of my deliverance and salvation. Woo! That came from my God. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God. Not frightened or intimidated for one moment by your enemy. Why? Because you know he's already been defeated. Hallelujah. He's already been defeated. He's already been conquered. No foe can withstand. No, he's conquered every foe of the cross. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. A lifestyle. If my people, Norval Hayes, Jesus said, if my people would learn to praise and worship me more, if they would just learn to praise and worship me more, I will do great and mighty things for them. Do you see this? You're building that barricade, that shield all around you, that defense. He's defending you. He's defending you. His strength comes into your situation. Oh, my goodness. We want to praise and get raised. Do you know that every time you release your faith in praise and worship, when you shout, that you are striking terror into your enemy? Woo! When you shout with a shout of faith, you're striking terror into your enemy or enemies. Praise is a weapon. This is a divine strategy to send praise out ahead of you. So let's quick review here. In Psalms 8:2, God's strength comes into your situation. It silences the enemy, shuts the mouth of the enemy, all voices of doubt, unbelief, and fear. That he's trying to antagonize you, torment you with. Job 9, verse 4, our God is mighty in strength. There is no strength that can oppose the strength of our God. You have to see him as the omnipotent, all-powerful one. Omniscient, all-knowing. The Almighty God. Then we said Psalms 22:3, that God inhabits, takes up residence in the praises of his people. Yeah. He sits enthroned amid the praises as the Holy One. Yeah. He sits enthroned among the praises of his people as the Holy One. Yes. Sits as a judge in ambush with surprise attacks against your enemies. Yes. When we praise and worship God, it sets the right atmosphere for a move of God in our lives. We all, hey, glory, yeah. Glory to God. We all want a move of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise sets the right atmosphere. If we stay there long enough for that anointing, that atmosphere begins to change. His presence begins to fill the place, filling you even more. You become more aware. It's revealed to your five senses. He's revealing himself to your five senses. You become fully aware that he is there. His manifested presence. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed. Come on now. And we can't praise him for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. We can't praise for 15 minutes. We can't learn. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. God inhabits. He's taken up residence. Remember, he lives in you. He's taken up residence in you. And your praises that come up before the throne. Two against one. The devil stands no chance. He has no chance. God is on your side. He's for you. He's with you. He's in you to see you through every situation. And then we said in Psalms 5, verse 11 and 12, he makes a covering over you and defends you and surrounds you, a barricade. Woo, glory, to keep the enemy out. Then we said right here on the last one in Psalms 9, your enemies, when you rejoice and be in high spirits, Pastor Dad, high spirits. I just talked about a little ball game and seeing those people jumping up and down on the stands and how loud they can get and just obnoxious sometimes. I'm looking at Pastor Chris, I'm like, that's obnoxious. Excessive celebration. You won't get penalized for your excessive celebration for the Lord. If you dance, shout, run, laugh, spin around, glory to God, and as an expression of your faith, of your thankfulness, and you're praising and worshiping your God, come on now. How much more should we?
How much more?
Oh, my goodness. So in Psalms 9, we end it right there. He, because you praised and worshiped and sang praises to the Most High, your enemies turned, they stumbled, they perished because of the presence, his presence that came. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging righteously. Oh, he did. He did. Let's stand to our feet this morning. We'll pick this up and continue to go further and further into it. Because God really wants you to get this concerning praise and worship and how powerful it is. And how we're not just doing it to make God do something. No. But as we are loving on him and praising him and thanking him, blessing him, things are happening in the spirit realm on your behalf that you don't even know, can't even fathom. But when they begin to be revealed to you, they start showing up. You're like, oh my God, oh my, oh yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. So let's just take a moment right here. We have a few moments here. Let's take a moment to just lift our hands and with your own voice, you begin to praise him and thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord God. Though you who sits on the throne forever and ever, you alone who deserve the praise, the glory, the praise. You deserve all the praise, the admiration.